Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. That your baby boy was Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land?
Good evening. I'm Pastor Starr, the associate pastor here, and this is my co-host, Ford. You're on. You ready? So I just wanted to welcome you tonight to our Christmas Eve service. And welcome to our family and friends, our brothers and sisters in the faith. I feel like she's going to like do a dance. We've come to publicly declare that God is with us, and what better place to do that than in a sanctuary? I have a few announcements, and we'll have a short missions video to follow, and then I'll close with the invocation. So first, I want to remind you, no shade, that nursery is available for infants and small children, not to include Ford. We're collecting a Christmas offering for Global Missions. Christmas offering envelopes are in the pew pockets, and then there are regular offering envelopes for the church budget. All are located in the pew. During Silent Night, we're going to light candles and ask that you dip only the unlighted candle to avoid wax drips and burns. We have worship tomorrow at 11 a.m. There's no Sunday school and no early service. We have watch night service on New Year's Eve at 11 p.m. Refreshments are served at 10:30 p.m. And finally, if you purchase poinsettias, we need you to pick those up and take them home tomorrow. Ford, did you have anything else you wanted to say? I think that's it. All right, so now prepare your hearts for this impact video with CPF personnel in China. You good?
But when I was in university, I came to Sichuan, Chengdu, to study. When I graduated from undergrad, I started looking for a part-time job. At that time, a friend introduced me to two foreigners. I gave them Chinese. Then I met Bill and Michelle, who I just started to know the gospel. 然后在2007年的时候，我和他们去了一次美国。那次 对我的影响非常大，我心里面也想要信主。后来2007年回来成都以后，我们就开始了新的教会，就是感恩堂。一直到2014年，这个过程里面，我的生命就是真正的还算有一个很大的成长，主的带领。但是最让我觉得最大的喜乐，就是能够在教会这样一个大家庭里面。所以整个的教会应该是有600-700人的教会，每年都会有很多人洗礼，每次洗礼都是50几个人、60几个人，这样的增长的速度是我们都不可以想象的。就是神一直在做工，这个教会是一个很有活力的不断增长的教会啊。那这个地区的教会很兴旺，增长很快也不是只是在这里很高兴而已，而是要看到还是要把这个全球的普天之下统一的唯一共同的一个教会的这样的一个眼光在我们的心里，我们再去到那些很多没有听到福音的地方，继续的传递这样的使命。欧洲的基督徒很多，但是上帝做工的时候就有这样的一个改变。
Pray with me. God, who keeps company with us, who didn't send a divine representative but put on flesh and left the gated community of heaven to send a message, I am with you. What are human beings that you are mindful of us? Mortals, that you care for us? Who are we that you tied yourself to a woman just to reach out to us? That you moved into her womb just to get next to us? That you settled for a manger so that you could make room for us in heavenly mansions? We offer our thanks and give you praise because we could not have created a God so merciful. We could not have imagined a God so good. We could not have a hand in the making of a God so powerful. So we have come to applaud your works. We have come to join our hands with yours. We have come to raise our hands and bear witness that you have been with us today and throughout the year. We have come to declare, God is with me. We confess that your presence is very much needed in our world and outside of our windows. Without your hands, we would throw ours up in despair. You are our hope. For some take pride in chariots and some in horses, but our pride is in the name of the Lord our God. As fears increase, we pray that our faith would increase. As anxiety rises, we pray our awareness of you would become palpable. As terrorist attacks are mounted and panic spreads, we pray that we will be reminded that your name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. We confess that the world will not fall apart because it remains in your hands. We confess that our confidence rests with the God who is so powerful that even as an infant, governments are threatened. As we worship, strengthen our faith in the God who works from the womb. And bolster our conviction that you are with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Isaiah 9, 2 and 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born holy, and he will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
This reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Shall reign forevermore. This reading is from Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone upon around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
This reading is from Luke 2, 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Power to control the land, or conquer half the world, or claim the sun. I'll never be the kind to simply wave her hand and have a million people do the things I wish I'd done. But in the eyes of heaven, my place is assured. I carry with me heaven's grand design. Gloria, Gloria, you will sing the name of the Lord, and he will make me shine. And I will be like, and I will be like Mother Mary with a blessing in my soul. And I will give the world my eyes so they can see. And I will be like Mother Mary with a blessing in my soul, and the future of the world inside of me. In the eyes of heaven, my place is assured. I carry with me heaven's grand design. Gloria, Gloria, you will sing the name of the Lord, and he will make me shine. And I will be like Mother Mary with a blessing in my soul. And I will give the world my eyes so they can see. And I will be like Mother Mary with a blessing in my soul, and the future of the world inside of me. Yes, I will be like Mother Mary with the power my veins to believe in all the things I've yet to be. And I will be like Mother Mary, and I'll suffer and be praised for the future of the world it's inside of me.
Did you know that our church has a mouse? It's the church mouse. And here she is, right here. She stays on a shelf in my office, and she even writes a column in our church newsletter. Here it is. The church mouse. And this little mouse is quiet. She's quiet as a church mouse, but sometimes she'll talk, and if you listen, you can hear what she has to say. And this little church mouse has been talking to me about Christmas, and she told me two stories about Christmas. The first story she told me goes back a long, long time ago, when her great, 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 great grandpappy was a mouse who lived in a little village called Bethlehem. And that great, 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 well, you get the idea, who lived a long time ago, was there that night in the stable when a woman came in and was about to have a baby. And the little mouse watched as the woman gave birth, and she laid that baby on the hay in a manger. Then the little mouse heard something. He heard what sounded like singing out on the hillside, outside of town. And the singing was so beautiful, it almost sounded like the singing of angels. And the little mouse watched this, and shepherds came into the stable, and they saw the baby lying on the hay in the manger. And the shepherds told them about the angel who said, "I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people, for to you is born this day in the city of David, in Bethlehem, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The little mouse was so happy, his heart was lifted up. Now, my little friend told me about another ancestor from 200 years ago, her great, 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 great grandfather, who wasn't a country mouse. He was a church mouse like her. And this church mouse, 200 years ago, lived in a church in Austria. And it was a church that was about to have their Christmas Eve service that night. But there's a problem with this church in Austria. The organ was broken. So how would the people sing when the organ was broken? The pastor got an idea. He remembered a poem that he'd written. And he took the poem to the organist and said, "Could you make some music to go with the poem?" And the organist made a melody, and they put the poem to music with the melody, but there was still a problem, you see. The organ was broken. Some people said that the church mouse had chewed a hole in the bellows that provided wind for the pipes of the organ, but the church mouse said he didn't do it. He said the organ was old and broke on its own. So they had a new song to sing that night. And what would they do with that organ? They decided to use a guitar. And that night, the pastor, Joseph Moore, and the organist, Franz Gruber, sang that new song with the guitar. And the little church mouse was there that night, and he listened, and in his heart, he sang too. Since that time, that song has been translated into 140 different languages and is sung in churches all over the world on Christmas Eve. And tonight we're going to sing that song. Now our organ isn't broken, but we're going to start singing with the guitar, and then we'll play the organ. And my guess is our little church mouse here, in her heart, she'll sing along too. You probably guessed the name of the song. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. With the angels let us sing, hallelujah to the King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. So as we we sing that song tonight, we can think of our little church mouse here, and in her heart, she'll be singing too. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this Christmas Eve and for that story of 2,000 years ago, how Jesus was born in a stable and laid to rest in a manger, and how 200 years ago, when the organ was broken, they sang that song to a guitar, Silent Night, Holy Night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Reading from John 1. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and living among us, and he has seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses, and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Thank you.
rejoice, rejoice greatly. Rejoice greatly. A daughter of Zion, shout, a daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy King cometh unto thee. Rejoice, and shout, 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 rejoice greatly. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold thy King.